Live. Take control. Toll free here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come here tonight. Detroit looking at raising their parking rates. They're actually
fix the problem.
They're losing. Mark is now joining us. Welcome, sir. You were out at your fireman's meeting tonight. So. Yeah. Joining us a little bit late. Detroit, yeah, that's a mess there. They're actually paying $32 to issue and process a $30 parking violation. So we'll get into more of the details on that mess of a situation. But first, we go to Tommy. He is calling from Glasgow. Tommy, you're on Free Talk Live.
You may take your freedom, but you'll never take your Free Talk Live. God bless you, lads. How you doing?
Welcome, Tommy. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes. Well, I'd like to talk on a few things, if possible, starting on Crimea and Russia. You know, what's happening in the world, you know, you look at the conflict in Syria, the ongoing violence all over the place, really. But this one is really stirring up a hornet's nest. If you analyse the situation, I don't know how worried or frightened you are over there, or, you know, but when the state of Russia... helped a nation within a few weeks get independence and allows it to ally itself with that, then, you know, there's hope for Scotland. Scotland has been trying to get independence for years. We've been waiting for this referendum, and it's going to happen exactly 6 months' time. But
yeah, I've actually got a news story about that tonight. You guys are going to be voting on independence for Scotland. Very
exciting. Looks like it's going to be. It's looking like the no's are beating the yes's at this point in the polls.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
It means something.
It's just a poll.
Oh, there's a lot of scare tactics going on.
Well, Tommy, what do you think?
Yeah, there's a lot of scare tactics, a lot of fear made by the people who want to keep Scotland part of the Union. But what you'll find is that Scotland for 300 years has been conned into an alliance with England. And ever since the advent or the finding of oil, most of the wealth of the UK for the last 30, 40 years has disappeared down to London. When, if you analyse the same oil which is extracted from the same sea, if you look at Norway, what they manage to do with their oil, all their people there have almost free gas and electric, and they have a sovereign wealth fund that is the second largest in the planet to the tune of 100,000 each. But Scotland, with a nation of just 5.5 million, is burdened with a neighbour with the size of England, about 50-odd million. And most of this cash cow revenue has basically been stolen from the Scottish coffers. And a lot of the fear tactics that have been given by the campaign called Better Together, and that's all they can be described as utter fear tactics to put in the minds of people, like saying, oh, if you vote yes, then we'll lose jobs. If you vote yes, you won't be able to have the sterling currency, as if having a currency that's as bankrupt as sterling is one worth having, as if being tied to England, a nation that is run by Tory fascists from Eton, billionaires who are not only billionaires, but they're sexual deviants. One of the higher echelons of the Tory government who's been there for 40 years has been through a police investigation for paedophilia. There's another Tory MP going through the courts just now for sexual unwanted sexual liaisons with young adults.
Tommy, so question for you. Now, this vote that's coming up in September, is it only people in Scotland who will be voting on their independence?
Yes.
What are the responses? I mean, you're saying they're trying this fear-mongering, saying people are going to lose jobs, and there's, you know, this economic fear-mongering going on.
Well, they're going to lose the pound sterling, which makes perfectly good sense. It's not Scotland's money. It's England's money. Mm-hmm. And so that makes sense. And then they're likely to – there's going to at least be a period of years, maybe half a decade, before they can enter into the EU. And likely Great Britain would make it very difficult – England, you know, because it's really not Great Britain. England would make it very difficult difficult for Scotland to get into the EU because they'd be, you know, well, she left me, so I hate her now. You know, that whole scorned husband thing.
Yeah, okay, but I mean, is this actually working on people? I mean, Mark's saying that the polls aren't showing support for this secession. What are you seeing in the streets? What are people saying to you? I know you're a cab driver for a living, so what are you hearing with your ear to the ground?
I will no more see what happened. I managed to get a Rangers football player sacked, and then I had to give up my taxi job because I've been living on death threats. So for the last year, I'm no longer a cabbie now. I'm just a full-time radio presenter. So I had to give up that cabbie and stuff. But what I have been doing, I've been running my own polling campaign where I've been phoning people and trying to find out the pulse of the nation. And there's a lot of people out there who have been influenced by these fear tactics. And just what the good person who was talking there, so I don't know who it was that Mark that was talking? What he was saying there regarding... you know, the economy with the UK and Scotland being tied together the way it has been, it's been so disadvantaged. And what you find that if England was to say, oh, well, we're going to do this or we're going to do that, well, it'll be like cutting its nose off to spite itself. So for whatever damage it wants to do to Scotland, the repercussions will be felt 10 times to themselves. So you'll find that they won't be able to say, oh, we don't want you in sterling, because the amount of trade that goes between Scotland and England and the crossover, they will be forced, like their Scottish counterparts, politicians, to have a compromise. And British MPs have had a coalition government, and so they've been had to compromise. So they'll stand there grandstanding, shouting the odds, but if Scotland says we want yes, then all politicians will have to get around the table, and it'll take a while, and it might take 5-10 years, and maybe Scotland will pull out the pound. It might take 5-10 years, like you say, it might take a decade or more for Scotland to go into the EU and fully and develop its own currency. But if you look, there's cryptocurrencies out there. We can have our own currency called...
Right, I mean, there's plenty of countries in the world that use the dollar. I mean, so it's not like there aren't other options out there.
Or the euro or the pound or whatever. It's just let shopkeepers figure this out on their own. They can do it. They can't stop the England or the British can't stop people from using the pound sterling. They can only stop Scotland as calling it legal tender.
Well, first of all, I think this is fascinating that this is actually finally coming up, because this has been a long time bone of contention, and finally people are going to be able to vote on this. What are the poll numbers looking like at this point? We are 6 months out, so there's still plenty of time.
It's coming together. Well, it started off about 62% for no, about 38% for the yes. Mm. It's closed in. It's about 42% for the no, and it's about 42, and for the no, it's 58.
So you're seeing things move in the right direction. More people are being persuaded on this. And again, 6 months out, you got plenty of time. I hope that you'll give us updates maybe as we get closer, Tommy. And I appreciate your call and thoughts tonight, as always, on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. I actually had that story in show prep for tonight, so let me jump into it here from the Telegraph over in the UK. The 2015 general election will be thrown into turmoil, they say, if Scotland votes for independence in September's referendum, according to government legal advice. So this is some more of that fear-mongering that we're talking about. An election is scheduled to be held on May 7th of next year in the UK, but by then, Scotland could already be preparing to separate from the rest of the United Kingdom. The leading lawyer who wrote the Westminster government's legal advice on Scottish independence is now warning that a yes vote in the referendum would have major ramifications for the election and could destabilize the next British government. Seems like more of a reason to vote yes.
Well, the destabilization. If what Tommy says is true about oil off Scotland, I haven't heard this part of the equation at all, and I'm sure that's why. I mean, you know, media tend to be centralized. If basically the cash cow of the UK has left its pasture, then that is going to be destabilizing.
Cabinet ministers fear that if Alex Salmond's independence campaign succeeds, the general election could be in grave doubt, plunging Britain into an unprecedented constitutional crisis, as though they weren't already in a constitutional crisis. It's pretty bad over there as far as the police state is concerned in Britain. We'll continue with more about the drive for Scottish independence, a vote coming up in about 6 months. We'll share more on that story. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Plus, Detroit parking fines and rates to increase. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up anything toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. No Skype calls tonight. I've been busier on the phones. If you've got Skype, you should take the time to send a contact request to Free Talk Live. If you've got a smartphone, you can actually install a Skype app on your smartphone and upgrade your voice quality when you call Free Talk Live. You upgrade your voice quality, it's easier to understand you when you call on the phones, especially if you've got a thick accent. Although I have to say, I was able to understand most of what Tommy was saying from Scotland.
I felt he was easier to understand than he has been in the past.
Yeah, that's true. So, though there was one time when he actually called us on Skype and it was really clear and he was a lot easier to understand. So it goes a long way. Take a little bit of effort to get Skype installed. I know it's a Microsoft product, NSA, etc. Don't talk about anything, secret over Skype. But for calling a radio show where you're going to be heard anyway, certainly there's no harm in using it. So again, our username on Skype is lrn.fm. Now imagine being able to spend your bitcoins with a credit card through a completely decentralized non-bank system. You swipe and Bitcoin is removed from your wallet. It makes Bitcoin as easy to use as money in our meat space world. The technology would be pretty awesome, right? And if you think that it might be worth investing in, you'd like to look into it a little bit further, go and check out their Indiegogo campaign at mybtc.cc.
I got one of their credit cards while we were at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. I picked up one of the mybtc.cc credit cards. I actually have the first one.
No way, really?
I got the first one.
Temper, of course, is the brilliant man behind this project, but he needs some help, and you can help him out over at mybtc.cc. Become an investor in this project, mybtc.cc. I think it's a neat idea. And
it's not like the money project won't get off the ground without money, because the fact is it already is off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It's really about adoption and people integrating. Currently, I can use this credit card at any store that takes, that has their software integrated into its swipe machine. But somebody has to integrate that software into a swipe machine, and that's why we sort of need people. You're sort of investing time and money into the setup.
So mybtc.cc to learn more about that. And don't forget, you can go and grab archives of Free Talk Live that go back for years at freetalklive.com. You click, you download, they're free. freetalklive.com. Oh, and speaking of archives, we've got video archives now. You have to go to our YouTube channel to get them. Go to youtube.freetalklive.com, and we are now archiving the video version of the show. It takes longer for those to appear online, so you're not going to get that an hour after the show's done. It's going to be several hours because YouTube has to process through a three-hour block of videos. That takes several hours. So usually, like, by the next morning, the video file will be available for you. So even more archives for you to spend time with over at freetalklive.com. We've been talking about the Scottish election, independence referendum that is coming up here at the end of this year, the summertime September, I believe is when it is. So we got about 6 months out. According to Tommy, who called from Glasgow a moment ago, the polls are looking like more people are coming on board. So while on one hand it's a minority that is willing to vote for Scottish independence, the minority appears to be growing, and I think that's a positive thing.
If what Tommy says is true, and I have not done the research on this, I am only
taking his word for it because he lives there.
Yeah, what he says, and he's informed on the topic, is that there's a lot of oil off the coast of Scotland, and that basically that money is being taken out and sent to London. If Scotland can keep it and it goes to Glasgow instead of to London, then that is going to be net positive for most of the people in Scotland. Now, if they lose their EU status, and they will if they separate from Great Britain, that is going to be not so great for anybody who does sort of import-export businesses, right? Because now there's going to be more difficulty moving things in and out of the country. Mm-hmm. You're no longer part of this sort of larger governmental body. I think that if Scotland turns out to be a relatively wealthy nation that keeps relatively solvent, that the EU would happily take them in and bilk them of as much money as they possibly can in the process. After all, that's what they're doing to any of these solvent nations. I'm not even sure that this is the worst thing for Scotland not to get let in, but I think that the whole "you won't have the pound sterling" argument is pretty specious, because people will be able to use the pound sterling or the euro or gold and silver or bitcoins or the U.S. dollar or whatever they want, and shopkeepers can figure that out on their own.
Well, most of the stuff's going to get figured out. I mean, yes, there are going to be bumps in the road anytime you have secession. Things are going to change. Change can be difficult to deal with for humans. And, it, you know, it's going to be bumpy. There are going to be some ups, there's going to be some downs, and overall I think that it's a good thing to have more political designations rather than fewer. I hope this works out. But the scare tactics continue. Obviously, the people in the London side of things are going to want to try to scare people in Scotland as much as possible into not voting for secession. But let me continue with a story from the Telegraph. They say there will be a constitutional crisis in Britain if Scotland votes for secession. In a memorandum for the House of Lords, Professor Alan Boyle, a specialist in international law at Edinburgh University, outlined two options for the election if Scotland chooses independence on September 18th. Emergency laws could be passed months before the election to ban the 59 Scottish constituencies from taking part and hold polls only in England, Wales, and Northern Ireland next May, he said. Alternatively, the election could proceed as planned. Now, again, they're talking about the 2015 election here.
Which Scotland shouldn't be a part of if they secede, right?
Correct.
I mean, why in the world? I mean, that's not a terrible banning them. Why would they be involved if Scotland had voted to secede from the UK? Then they should secede from the UK.
Alternatively, the election could proceed as planned across the UK, but all Scottish MPs would then be ejected from the Commons on the day that Scotland becomes an independent country, which could come as soon as March 2016, only 10 months after the election. So I guess what they're saying here is that even if Scotland votes for independence in September of this year, that the gears will take a while to turn on that, and in the next election in the UK in early 2015, Scotland will still be kind of in to some extent, and so I guess there's some question about how that will be dealt with.
Yeah, big fat hairy deal.
A decision to exclude Scotland from the 2015 election would force the political parties to tear up their battle plans, rewrite their manifesto proposals, and reshuffle their ministerial teams midway through the campaign.
Yeah, God knows they're not working on principle, working from guiding by their heart's true song. Well, they stick their finger in the wind, yeah, and they say, oh, my God, well, the Scots have gotten out of this.
Let's change our message.
Things are going to have to change a little bit. I mean, these disgusting snakes, they're the same everywhere.
The impact would be particularly severe on the Labour Party, which has significantly more MPs from Scotland than the other parties, including the shadow foreign secretary and election coordinator, Douglas Alexander. But if the election goes ahead and the MPs for Scottish seats then leave the Commons in 2016, it could decisively shift the balance of power and bring down the new government less than a year after it has been elected. In a written submission to the House of Lords on the implications of independence, Professor Boyle said the Scottish MPs would be legally entitled to remain in Westminster after the 2015 general election until the date of independence. So I guess the concern is the Scottish MPs will be wreaking havoc in there for, 10 months or however long it is before they actually withdraw, and, what to do about that here. 855 453, that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. Coming up, Detroit parking nightmare. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You may Skype into the show, username lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us that way. We've got news updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com, follow along via email. You'll get the most important updates via your email box. In fact, you'll get our new weekly digest emails that are being put together on a weekly basis, and they're very, very good. They actually summarize the most popular stories from the front page of our website, what has been voted upon by listeners like you, and also some of the topics discussed on the show. They give you a link to the weekly digest audio that Benjamin Bartholomew is putting together on a weekly basis, which compresses 21 hours of Free Talk Live down into about an hour and a half's worth of, or an hour and 15 minutes worth of content. For those of you who are time challenged and can't listen to every episode of Free Talk Live, you can
good
now,
stuff.
Yeah, you can now get it very, very summarized, and you can get it in your email box now if you are on our news list. So go to news.freetalklive.com, get signed up for that. That again, news.freetalklive.com. There are also links there to our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, where you will get even more. You get updates during the show, pictures and comments and things like that. So news.freetalklive.com. The Free State Project, it is your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. If you're serious about freedom and you want to be with other people who actually care about it and who are willing to do something, then you really need to go to freestateproject.org and learn more about this amazing movement of people who are really dedicated to the ideas of liberty and are willing to get out there and get active. It's working. This is not an idea. This is a proof of concept. It's happening now. The reason why the three of us are in the studio together tonight is because of the Free State Project. It's an idea of moving 20,000 liberty-minded people like us, perhaps like you, all to the same geographic area, a small place, a place with a low population. That's one of the reasons why New Hampshire was chosen. But other reasons include, well, there are over 101 of them, as a matter of fact. You can go and get the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire over at freestateproject.org. But you know, there's no state income tax here. There's no state sales tax. There's an incredibly accessible political system compared to a lot of places. You can actually call state representatives at their house here. State reps don't have offices. They have a locker at the state house.
Free staters have moved, and within 3 years, they're elected as a state representative serving. Is that correct?
That has happened. Yeah, absolutely true. And a number of them are going to be running this year in the 2014 elections. So go and check out freestateproject.org. If you love liberty, if you understand what freedom means, and you want to join together with an amazing community of people that's always growing. We've got over 1,500 people here now as part of the Free State Project. We've got over 15,000 people who have signed on, who have pledged to make the move once we reach 20,000. So we haven't even begun the official move period yet for the Free State Project. That's a five-year window that will happen after we reach 20,000 people who are willing to come here. So be one of those 20,000. Help us get to that number sooner rather than later at freestateproject.org. As we continue here, of course, we'll take your calls about anything. Go to Skype, where Nathan's on the line in Texas. Nathan, go ahead with your thoughts.
Evening, everyone.
Hey there.
I had a topic that was related to my last call, and this is kind of for Mark. Have you heard of a trial by combat and its use in the Middle Ages?
Sure. The idea is that, depending on which culture and how it was employed, but essentially if you were guilty of something, you fought the person who accused you, and whoever won was right.
Yeah, and it's an interesting, apparently, because it's not actually universal. The trial by ordeal, where you would have to go through some nasty procedure like walking on hot coals, is in many cultures. But this trial by combat seems to be specific to Europe and Germanic tribal culture.
I'm kind of surprised at that. I mean, that's so inculcated in our society. I mean, that the idea that, hey, you know, the strongest one wins. The strongest one's right.
Yeah, definitely. And one of the it's interesting, a lot of people think that this is a kind of barbaric thing. I wanted to kind of play devil's advocate and point out some advantages of this approach. For example,
you better be good, because it sounds barbaric to me.
Well, and you can also, well, the first advantage is that you'll get to see one on the new season of Game of Thrones coming out. It will be a dramatized trial by combat. And it will illustrate one of my first point, which is that nobles can use this procedure to bargain for a better sentence if they feel that for some reason they're being treated unfairly.
Yeah, and nobles, people really don't kind of get this, but everybody else was working to survive, so they didn't have time to fiddle around with pointy pieces of metal and see who was better at doing it. Nobles, on the other hand, this is what they did. This was their job, essentially. They were the warrior class, so they're significantly better with pointy metal objects.
And that leads into my second point, which, again, you're going to see on this season's Game of Thrones premiere, which is that apparently hiring people to fight for you was happened sometimes and didn't happen other times. But if you think about it, that would be a more fair way to do it, because then it doesn't come down to a simple contest of physical strength. People can compete for the option to fight on your behalf. And if, you know, your claim is stronger and the gods are, I forgot to mention that this whole thing is predicated on God deciding the outcome.
Yeah.
People in the Middle Ages thought that God
couldn't
was
they just
pretty
roll
much
dice. I mean, you know, if God's going to pick the winner, let's just flip a coin.
Well, there's no spectacle involved in that.
Right. It's,
that sounds like a terrible idea.
It's a terrible idea.
But it makes for very good drama.
Indeed. So.
Sure it would. Sure it would. Nathan, what, is that all you were calling about tonight?
Well, I thought I'd give you a Skype call, and once again, I wanted to praise that Hardcore History cast. Thanks so much, Mark, for turning me on to that.
Was this the Thor's Angels one that you're talking in particular, or just the podcast of Hardcore History in general?
Well, I'm still on Thor's Angels, but he brought up Trial by Combat in passing, and so I thought I'd do a little research into that.
Thanks for your call tonight, Nathan. Appreciate hearing from you. In fact, it brings me around to something you'd wanted to talk about earlier, Johnny Ray. I made a note, but we never got around to it. We had a lot of things to discuss. We were talking about some of the legal theories earlier tonight and the Game of Thrones reference reminded me about this.
Right.
You've been playing Crusader Kings.
Right. Crusader Kings 2, 2 by Paradox.
And you've talked about this on Johnny Ray's Game of the Week here and there. And we had some, Mark, just to bring you up to speed and all of our other listeners, there was somebody who called in earlier, you know, with kind of the legal theories about, oh, well, you know, if you go into court, you should do this and this and this. And you know, so we kind of discussed those ideas. And you said you had some sort of related right. comments?
Yeah, it reminded me of Crusader Kings 2. Crusader Kings 2 takes place on a giant map of Europe and the Middle East. And there's about, it's divided into approximately 1,000 counties that you can control. You asked me when I did the Game of the Week about it, what is the purpose of the game?
Mm-hmm.
And really, it's a sandbox-style game. So you can...
There's no goal?
Right. I guess the most common goal you could ever sort of suggest someone might want to do is control the whole map.
Okay.
You know, start the game as a lowly count and then grow your domain.
Do counts run counties?
Yes, counts run counties.
I didn't know that.
That's something I learned.
Wow. God, why don't I know that? I mean, it's the most obvious thing in the world. It's glaringly obvious.
There you go. You learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live, even if you're here for an hour.
Now, the game is all the game is all about your dynasty, and you're in control of your dynasty. So your characters will live and die and live and die, and then depending on the rules of succession in your domain, they're going to be succeeded by maybe your son, maybe in a seniority succession, it'll be the oldest member of your dynasty. So some guy that you've never even heard of, he just happens to be the oldest guy who has the same last name as you, and when you die, this guy comes in and maybe brings some territory of his own. But you can't simply raise an army and march over into the next county and seize the castle and take it and you own it. You can't do that. If you raise an army and you have no casus belli, no reason, no cause for war,
mm-hmm.
no claim on the county, no legal claim, your family has no claim on it, you go over there, nothing's going to happen. But when you don't have that claim through your family, you can send your top lawyer over there to fabricate a claim, and he just goes in and forges documents and does this and that, and then bang, you've got a claim on the county, and you can go in.
Sounds like the legal land to me. 855-453. Magic words on pieces of paper are the excuse to do any amount of violence in the state. There's more on the way. You take control here. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
Self-reliance. Survival supplies. Survival skills. National experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa. It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network, along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations, walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more. Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, moments remain here. Take control of the airwaves at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Of course, you can join us online and get interactive in a variety of different ways on our site. If you like what we're doing with Free Talk Live, you want to help support the show, get your shopping taken care of, you can do it over at Amazon by going through our links at shop.freetalklive.com. There are links there to Amazon UK, to Amazon Canada, and to Amazon US. Just go in, get your shopping done as you normally would. Get the same great Amazon deals that you're used to, the same huge selection, user reviews, everything. It's the same Amazon. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Very simple process. Just start shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. If you want to save yourself the extra step, go to shop.freetalklive.com once, click on the Amazon of your choice. So if you're in the U.S., click the U.S. Amazon, and then bookmark the landing page. As soon as you arrive at Amazon, bookmark that page, and then all you have to do is just go back to your bookmark from that point on. Our toll-free number, 855-453. I've been teasing the Detroit parking story. This is from DetroitNews.com. As we continue our coverage of the crumbling city of Detroit, it has been just failing miserably for decades. Hundreds of thousands of people have left. Property values have plummeted. You can buy a house for a dollar in Detroit. There's probably not going to be much in that home in the way of copper or any piping or anything whatsoever. But you can get a home for a dollar in Detroit.
You have a lot that you can tear down a building off of.
Yeah, you can probably get a livable home for $1,000 in Detroit. So it's a fascinating study in economics and what happens when a bunch of people leave and the government becomes more and more overreaching over time. The bad news for people that are still in Detroit is that the government is not stopping. I mean, it doesn't matter to them that there's...
They're going to get the money they need to get bailed out on this. I'm sorry to tell, you know, anybody who thinks that this is going to descend into some kind of agorist paradise.
There are people who believe that. There's a group of liberty types that are supposedly moving to Detroit, and I think it was supposed to be right around now in 2014.
I haven't heard
anything
about them in months.
Yeah, it figures. Well, we should look into that and see if there's any updates on that. But the idea was they were going to go into Detroit and start, you know, living free or whatever, and hopefully that would work out somehow. The thing is, the Detroit bureaucrats are still there. the Detroit government is still entrenched in the city. Sure, the city's bankrupt, and they've brought in an emergency manager from the state, and that emergency manager, you know, has basically turned it over to the state, and I think that there's a still some sort of court situation there. Honestly, I haven't followed the court goings on in a few months, so I don't know what the current status is.
If the state doesn't bail them out, the feds will.
Yeah. So what about parking in Detroit? Is the, you know, what's the parking bureaucracy up to? The story from DetroitNews.com, for the first time in more than a decade, the city may increase its parking fines and come down harder on repeat offenders who don't pay up. The recommendations, which would bump the current parking fines of $20, $30, and $100 per ticket to a two-tiered structure of $45 and $150, meaning that right now, if you get a ticket in Detroit, it's apparently a $20 ticket, they would be bumped, and then it would go up to $30, and then go up to $100. You know, if you wait and you don't pay, they'd jump it up. And so they're talking about a two-tiered structure where the first ticket would be $45 and it would jump up to $150 after a certain period of time. So there wouldn't be a second notice. There wouldn't be a second increase. They are among the revenue-generating strategies recommended by Detroit's restructuring consultants. The proposed reforms come as emergency manager Kevin Orr awaits analysis of the city's parking assets and contemplates spinning off municipal parking, a department that generally breaks even or fails to bring in enough revenue to cover its expenses. The city is currently paying $32 to issue and process a $30 parking violation, and they haven't adjusted rates since 2001. On top of that, about half of Detroit's 3,404 parking meters are not operating properly at any given time, says Orr's spokesman. If you park somewhere in Detroit, the odds are about 50% that you're going to be parking at a meter that's not operating, which should be to your benefit. At least that's the way it works here in Keene. If you park at a meter that's on the fritz, they can't be expecting you to put money in a broken meter.
Why not just ticket you and see whether you go to court?
Well, they certainly could do that, and I imagine that's probably a more likely tactic in Detroit. I know that in during the Robin Hood trial that we had here in Keene, where people, including myself, were on trial for saving people from getting parking tickets in downtown Keene, we looked at James Cleveland had managed to get a copy of the training manual for the parking enforcers. And one of the most important parts of the training manual was, when in doubt, ticket. So if you're not sure if you should be writing a ticket, go ahead and ticket anyway. Because they know that most people are just going to pay it.
That's absolutely the case. Because it looks so official. It's so dangerous looking. And it is dangerous. They don't have to be right. If you choose not to pay the ticket, they don't have to be right. They're just going to slap you with that higher fine for not paying. The only way you can dispute it is by taking it to court. Consider that many, you know, these fines, what's it cost to go to court? You've got to take time off of work, mm-hmm. your gasoline, your parking downtown, the meal that you're going to eat there instead of someplace else. All this stuff, it can take hours and hours and hours. They make it as difficult and arduous as possible for a reason. They're not stupid. They're smart. You're their serf, and you'll do what you're told.
It's another example of the old antiquated system, they say. This is the spokesman for the person who is the emergency manager, and processes the city has that creates impediments for anyone trying to do their job. Detroit Chief Operating Officer Gary Brown is advocating for the changes, which he says would bring in an additional $6 million per year and $60 million over the 10-year plan of adjustment that Orr is proposing for the bankrupt city. That's real money, said Brown. If the asset truly is an asset and making money, no one's going to want to do anything with it. Brown said the ticket increases would not unduly burden Detroit residents, since 70% of the fines are written to non-resident offenders. The city also expects to offer a one-time amnesty program that's commensurate with any increase. Brown said it's unclear how much is currently owed to the city in unpaid parking fines. Some fines are more than 10 years old, he said, surpassing the statute of limitations and should be written off. Besides the ticket hike, the proposal seeks to prevent motorists with three or more unpaid fines from renewing their driver's licenses. Brown said the actions can be implemented without additional expenditures, staffing, or amendments to state or local laws, but will need city council approval. So they go on here. The fine structure here is one that continues to build. For people already financially distressed, how much more of a burden will this place on them? This according to one of the at-large city councilors. Another councilwoman noted the city's current rates are below other comparable cities, and an increase would not unfairly burden Detroiters. She says the proposed increases are just one piece of a comprehensive strategy to increase revenue within the municipal parking department. And shouldn't Detroiters be concerned with the municipal parking department? I mean, after all, we need to have parking enforcement for downtown businesses to operate.
Isn't it a disaster down there?
Yeah, it's a disaster. Detroit is a wasteland as far as business is concerned. Plenty of places have shuttered, operations have closed down, and that's with all of the parking enforcement that they currently have. And as I pointed out earlier in the show and blogged over at freekeen.com, Laconia, New Hampshire has no parking meters whatsoever, and they have a bustling downtown with plenty of businesses in operation.
What economists know is that incentives drive behavior. If parking costs $100 an hour, you're not going to have very many people parking there.
Mm-hmm.
If parking is free, you're going to have a lot more people parking there, right?
Sure.
Obviously, downtown areas, because the government mismanages everything it has control of, all government parking is mismanaged and therefore cannot be free, unlike almost all civilian parking, where you're either allowed to park there or you're not. I mean, that's essentially how it goes.
That's true.
So you would think that people would understand, businesses downtown would sort of understand that if the government got out of their parking, they'd have more customers. I know that more than one time I have been intending to go downtown to, say, you know, get breakfast or something like that. Couldn't dig around and find any change in the car. I don't like change.
Yeah.
Change annoys me.
You couldn't park.
It doesn't feel comfortable in my pockets. I don't like it, so sometimes I'll put it in the car. Sometimes I put it in the whole house.
You have to be prepared to go downtown.
Right. So then I say to myself, well, I guess I'm not going to eat at my favorite breakfast place.
Screw it.
I'm going to go to my second favorite breakfast place, which has its own parking. Sorry to the guy who has the restaurant downtown. By the way, Timoleon's restaurant, best clam chowder in the world.
Oh, I haven't had that.
You got to try it.
Yeah, so I was just going to repeat what you were saying, Mark. You look for the change, and you're not finding the change, so you just keep driving.
Yep. So how many people are the businesses missing out on? Well, another example here from this article, and I'm not going to have time to share the whole thing with you, so I'm going to post it on our Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. You can check it out on your own. But they also are comparing their rates to other cities. And here's yet another example of how bigger government in more places encourages bigger government, right? So the people in Detroit, the government bureaucrats, are saying, oh, see, San Francisco, it's a $72 fine. We're among the lowest in the country at $20 fines in Detroit. So, look, we can totally raise our rates, and it's legit. It works in San Francisco. Why not jack them up here? Their on-street rates are $1 an hour in Detroit compared to Chicago's $6.50. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. Get donor oak laminate flooring for only 49 cents a square foot. Exotic black mamba hand-scraped bamboo for just $1.89. Even 3/4 inch pre-finished hickory hardwood for an unheard of $2.59 a square foot. They've got free samples at your local store, plus 22-month special financing available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find a store nearest you.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.